As warm weather returns to the region, the last things on New Yorkers' minds are snow plows. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the plows in Syracuse received an upgrade this past winter that allows for more accountability in a city where snow removal is of the utmost importance.
GPS navigation tracking is now equipped on Syracuse's plows, and the commissioner of the Department of Public Works, Pete O'Connor, says they can relay the information it gathers to residents.
We get an awful lot of complaints of the people say that the plow hasn't been here in 2 or 3 days. Well, if we have GPS, we know when it was there. We know the exact time and location. We know how fast they were going.
O'Connor says they can track when the plow is down and the salter is on. When someone claims a plow damaged their car, O'Connor can investigate.
Now I know if they were there or not, and if they were, they were. The claim is legit, we pay it. But a lot of times it could be another plow driver, you know, for a private plow driver.
O'Connor calls his plow drivers the number one snow fighters in the world, based on Syracuse's average snowfall amounts. But he says that pride does not always translate to the new generation of workers. O'Connor emphasizes that his department is about safety, but overtime for snowplow drivers is voluntary, not mandatory. That means if there is a snowstorm and he needs drivers to work longer, it is up to the drivers if they want to stay.
And they were refusing it. And I'm thinking to myself, how can this happen? It's getting to the point where it's scary to me.
O'Connor says luckily this past winter was a mild one, but that will not always be the case in the future. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.